So, Thomas, I was
Yep, can
thinking
hear
with
you. Go.
this role, Clark is going to forward you all the photos he took from scouting it and whatnot, because it has drastically changed from just the open mural on the side of the road. There's construction blocking this one-way street, so there's no vehicles that go down the street. The construction fencing is right next to the mural itself, plus there's that alleyway right there as well. There is a
Ed, just send
fence
me
that.
the.
We'll send you the photos. But there's no better time to do that considering there's this construction. Scout it tomorrow and check it out myself, and then we'll shoot for out probably next weekend.
All right. Start the first photo. How are you going to, does this fencing open up on the sides? Or are you going to climb over it? What's the plan here?
Okay, so people have already kind of made some holes in it, but I was considering having someone go
Why
down there.
is the fencing there, by the way? Have people tried, is this to protect it or is this something
Yes,
else?
it's to protect it because people don't like faggotry. And so their ideology is so hated that they literally have to put a
Okay,
fence around
look,
it.
I don't need a lecture. I'm just asking some questions.
Giving you an answer.
So your plan is to climb through these holes or something like that?
My original plan was just to scale the fence, but
Well,
seeing
whatever's
as
easier.
we have access to bolt cutters, we'll probably just bolt cut the lock on the gate. Just use that. There is another side that's facing the alleyway that has a big hole. We could extend it a little bit more and prep
It
it
looks like there's a
before we.
huge V-shaped hole right here that you could just like step through, at least in one of these photos, the vertical photo. Might be the easiest thing just because it's quieter, quicker, it's not, this isn't a very tall fence either way. Okay. What's the idea with this other construction fencing with the like the backhoe here? Is this relevant at all or is that just kind of off to the side?
Oh no, that is
Oh
very
no, that is
relevant
very.
because that is blocking the street. That used to be a one-way street. Now there's no traffic that come down this way at all because of all this construction. That would also give us, let's say, a potential escape route that way, or you shoot down the alleyway. Typically, if someone's bothering you when you're out and you go down an alleyway, they don't want to mess with you. I've
I
had
don't
people
see any
follow me during
cameras.
activism before.
Have we seen any cameras in this
I'm not
street?
concerned about cameras because I plan on parking like a 10 minute walk away, which is how I've always
Okay.
done Olympia.
And you're gonna infill and exfil through that alleyway?
Yeah, I think so. I'll know more once I like scout it in person and look, but I think the alleyway is a great option if
So
there's no
you're
one.
gonna. You're gonna be able to walk around and take a look at everything before you actually do it. So,
Yeah.
okay, cool. Yeah, do that. Let me know. It seems like it's good enough. So the fencing is here to protect it. Has there been any news coverage or anything, them posting about it getting painted over or stuff thrown at it or anything before?
Not that I know of. That fence has been there for a very long time, and I haven't seen it messed with recently. What about you, Clark?
Those holes are somewhat recent. They've been they, those weren't there, I want to say about a year ago. But as far as people actually truly messing with it, I mean, there's no patchwork or anything on it where they had to go and, fix it, or cover up something and, repair it. As far as I can discern, it looks like people were just maybe making some minor, graffiti on the side of it or something like that, and they wanted to cut that out.
Yeah, that's pretty reasonable. Okay, yeah, just let me know what you see when you get there, and we'll talk some more then. It seems like it should be fine, though. If there's been other people messing with it, no cameras, easy infill, exfil, etc. Anything else that you wanted to go over?
Yes. How we have those big banner stencils that are made with the coroplasts and we've taped them in a way where you can fold them up in accordion style? So I was thinking, what if I made like the URL size stencils and cut those out and taped those up in accordion style? They'd be small enough to put in a backpack, and we could put any slogan we want with those letters. So maybe that could be a project to do this weekend as well.
Yeah, you could do that. It obviously just depends on, the location, if you have the time and the, ability to get that size of something up. But yeah.
Yeah, so I was thinking,
That's a good reason.
what message do you think we should use? The United We Stand just seems kind of small, unless we just completely wide it out and throw that thing up a few times. But I was
Is your
thinking,
plan to use like turbo cans?
yes, we have like 10 of those turbo cans on hand. So.
So what I would probably do is, obviously the objective is to mess up as much of it as possible, right? But we can't actually put actual stencils over the whole thing because y'all would be there way too long. I would have start out by having a few guys just go up and down the length of it with turbo cans, focusing on the actual letters and the words, just so that if they are going to repair it, they're essentially going to have to start from scratch, right? That's the idea.
Yeah,
Even if it's
like
a
how we
light
did the BLM
glaze,
mural in Portland. We did all
even
of
if it's
the
a light
people on it.
glaze, just go all the way up and down, and then you could just then you could focus on over the word love. Just use some of the white that they already have going there, and just connect, some of the letters, and then just put a stencil or two there, and that should be good. I mean, you can, if you want to do that, if you want to do the banner size stencils and put, honestly, I think United We Stand would be fine. Just right there in the center with the whole thing having white come, gone over it.
On further inspection, looking at it with the banner stencils would be a little hard because it has multiple sections on that wall. If it was flat in one piece, we could probably do the banner stencil and get it done, and throw up Reclaim America. That would be huge, but that's a
It would
lot.
take a while too.
It would take a little bit longer, even though we can be quick. But yeah, it would take a while. When we did the George Floyd one, we were in and out in maybe 2 minutes. It was really fast, and we got up the URL stencil like 3 times. So we could probably do the same with the United We Stand, and then put the little 3D stencil below it with patriotfront.us, because when Tyler cut it, made the stencil, for some reason he didn't put the URL and the line and finish the design. I don't know why, but what about the 3D stencils? Do you think I should bring a couple of those and let guys go ham with those while we do the big one in the middle?
I think you'll probably get more mileage out of the white cans, just because that is more coverage, more covering up the actual stuff itself, which is going to make it
Well,
more
we can cover it
time.
up in like 1 minute and then take another minute to put the stencils up really quick. You know, me, myself, I can do the United We Stand. The other guys can pull out the 3D stencils. That's how we did the George Floyd one.
Yeah, if nothing else, you could do it in some of those clouds too, because so you don't have to worry about it drying. If you, because you already have some white spots there. Yeah, you could give it a shot. Just, no need to over-engineer it.
Yeah, if we did white out the whole thing and then that's all wet and then that big stent, the big United We Stand right over the word love. I think that gets the point across. You don't really need to do too much more than that.
Maybe we could bring the big banner, because it would probably fit over the word Olympia there on the right if we brought the big banner one, and we could just kind of play it by ear if it's really quiet and really dead. Because I think that would really rile people up, myself.
Well, regardless of anything we do to this is going to rile people up.
Yeah. I would say keep it simple for this one.
It's already kind of complex, and it's in the middle of the downtown Olympia. Like, that's, it might be busy. You know, there might be onlookers. This place does house lots of opposition.
I'm sure there will be more, but the key point is getting home from this one. Same day.
Got it.
right, anything else?
If we made those little, this like the URL size, which is like, I want to say it's like a foot, each letter is a foot. If we could customize that into any slogan, and you'd prefer us to use that on the mural, what would you want?
I wouldn't really prefer anything else. I think United We Stand kind of does it.
Okay.
And I'm easy.
Just really use those and make a Not Stolen Conquered one.
You're familiar with the walking route between the parking and the site, or you're going to get familiar when you scout it out?
Repeat that, sorry.
You're familiar with the walking route for the site, or you're going to get familiar, scout it out?
Yeah, I've gone through this route when we've stickered the heck out of Olympia before. So I'm just going to use the same parking we've always used and stick to that route. It is quite a bit of walking, but then again, that's also a benefit because there's no way they're going to track your plate, right? I was also considering, what if we had a driver that pulled their license plate, the backup just nearby, and we could just pile in their car, have the plate taken off. If it's behind this construction site, there's no cops around that area. They don't go there because there's a police station down the street that you're interested in going to. It's not part of the route. Yeah. Mike Clark has told me. So we could station a getaway vehicle on the behind the construction to do that and just have the license plate pulled off. Have someone's like a sedan.
Yeah, make that call once you scout it out and just keep me posted. Anything else?
No, that's it. I'll get this planned out.
Cool beans. If there's anything else y'all need, I'm currently at your service. Anything about anything?
Thomas, appreciate it.